sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. As the world around us increasingly feels like something apocalyptic, it's important to realize that it is time for us to take note of what is being revealed in this moment. The great calamities of the past did not wreak havoc on their own. Instead, they exposed existing social fragilities, which had slowly weakened in the lead-up to the disaster. It is clear to me that this crisis has revealed several things. First, in terms of our need for solidarity, this crisis has revealed that we are much more connected than we tend to think, and we need one another more than we previously thought. Also, despite the obvious strains on resources a crisis can bring about, this crisis reveals that our society has long had plenty of the material resources to meet people's basic needs. Our nation's finances are not like a household budget. The government can create money and fund programs that it deems as high priority. Perhaps it's obvious to us that the standard political and economic modus operandi is inadequate in times of crisis. But what is less obvious is the fact that the solutions being wielded to address this crisis have previously been deemed impossible. Trillions of dollars worth of investment into a social safety net and direct financial support for all who have or are facing the uncertainty of losing their jobs and subsequently their health care, housing, or food security has been widely viewed by both Republicans and Democrats as pie in the sky. The idea of the government prioritizing the service of the poor and working class has been attacked for decades as part of a class war in which working class people have been on the losing end. A government that has been committed to serving the wealthy few and devoting itself to escalating inequality is becoming ungovernable. Catastrophic events such as pandemics have a history of being followed by large-scale changes in society, but these changes are not inevitably positive for working-class people. The world that will emerge from this crisis depends on what we do in the coming months. Quoting Nelson Mandela, "It always seems impossible until it is done." After witnessing trillions of dollars appear in the blink of an eye to meet the needs of the American people, we can no longer accept the falsehood of scarcity, that our country does not have enough money to provide a health care for all, affordable housing, a strong economic safety net, an elimination of student debt, and money to invest in a Green New Deal level transformation of our economy. We are about to take our place in history and must all step up in ways that will enable history to judge this moment as not only a tragic event, but as a catalyst for a national awakening in crafting an essential new beginning. Let's not lose our memory once all this has passed, filing it away and going back to where we were. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.